BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
AmaZulu King Mrs. Zulu Kazwelithini has called for an immediate dismissal of the suspended Ingonyama Trust Board members. It's alleged there is ongoing tensions between the King and the board, with claims that the board members undermine the King. The Ingonyama Trust controls 2.8 million hectares of communal land in KZN. Speaking during an imbizo in Kwanongoma yesterday, MEC for Cokta Thulasizwe Buthelezi says the board was working against the King in the first place.
Under the current board, the land of the King and traditional leaders is in danger. We need a new board that will not undermine or disrespect the King like the current board. We thought the minister would do anything about the situation, but he has not done a thing.
The Phoenix Ratepayers Association has criticized eThekwini Municipality's decision to implement water rationing without any public consultation. The municipality announced yesterday the move is part of its efforts to manage the high demand. Spokesperson Alice Scaffender says the decision to implement water rationing is outrageous and will not bring the desired outcome.
These areas are currently undergoing phases where they don't have any water. So to go and implement a water curtailment in an area that's not getting water for 2, 3, 4, 5 days at a time makes no sense. Civic bodies need to have a seat at the decision-making table. So don't engage with a civic or civil society for the sake of. Engage because you really want our help and you're going to use the help we give you. And I'm calling out that and saying the integrity is not there.
The Vanderbilt Park Magistrates Court has denied bail to a 32-year-old woman accused of selling her 2-year-old son to unknown individuals. The NPA's Lumka Mahajana says the court found a strong case against her, citing her false kidnapping report and attempts to interfere with investigation. The child remains missing.
It is alleged that on the 10th of November 2024, the mother sold her 2-year-old son and allegedly reported a false case to the police. In court, she asked to be released on bail. However, the state successfully opposed her release on bail. The matter is postponed to the 7th of April for further investigations.
And abroad, a Chinese naval task force fired live rounds in a new offshore drill between Australia and New Zealand. It was the Chinese's warship's second exercise in 2 days in international waters, forcing the authorities to scramble again to alert commercial airlines. The three Chinese Navy vessels were spotted off Australia's shores last week. Your top story this hour, AmaZulu King Mrs. Zulu Kazwelithini has called for the immediate dismissal of the suspended Ingonyama Trust Board members. For more news, find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunu Uhle Malinga.